Hello, and welcome to our Food is Medicine podcast, brought to you by patrickholford.com.
Hello, my name is Patrick Holford. I'm a nutritionist, and I've been working in the field of health for 30 years. And I'm author of a book called Boost Your Immune System. And I want to show you how you can beat colds and flu and other infections in a very short amount of time. In most cases, you can get rid of an infection in under 10 hours. But before explaining exactly how to do this, it's important to understand something about your immune system. It doesn't live anywhere. There isn't an organ that is the immune system. It really consists of an army of different cells which are always on the lookout, either for a cell that's misbehaving, that could be a cancer cell, or maybe something that you've eaten that you're allergic to, the immune system will react, or maybe a virus or bacteria or parasite or something that's invaded your body. In fact, the first line of defense is your skin. And not only your skin outside, but also your skin inside. This includes the lungs and includes the digestive tract. And if you laid out your inner skin, your digestive tract flat, it's the size of a small football pitch. And the cells, called epithelial cells, that make up that lining are one quarter of a sheet of paper thick. And if you start to damage your inner skin, which you can do, by the way, with painkillers, particularly that we call them the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen or aspirin or a lot of alcohol or indeed antibiotics, what happens is that inner skin now becomes more permeable and you get more prone to getting sick. So in fact, when people are given antibiotics to cure a stomach infection, it makes them more prone to another one unless they heal the gut. And by the way, the gut also has within it trillions of beneficial bacteria. So one of the ways to make sure that you have a good first line defense is to make sure you have enough bacteria. Now, bacteria you can supplement or get a powder. They're also present in yogurt and also in these drinks. I don't favor the drinks so much because really they're milk plus usually 3 teaspoons of sugar. And it's more economical and effective to buy a capsule containing Acidophilus and Bifidobacteria. So that's A and B, Acidophilus and Bifidobacteria. These are called probiotics. And if you've ever had an infection, then taking probiotics, beneficial bacteria, for at least 7 days after an infection or a course of antibiotics helps to strengthen your inner gut. So if you had to have a stomach bug, you want to get your stomach strong again. Now, what we really want to do is make sure that the army of immune cells, things called B cells and T cells and macrophages inside you, are really fighting fit and ready to deal with any invader that comes along. By the way, what happens with viruses is they actually have to penetrate inside your body cells, where they deviously take over the DNA, the control center, and they reprogram the cell to make more viruses. So in a minute, I'm going to talk about how to make it hard for a virus to survive in your bloodstream, for example, but also how to make it hard for a virus to be able to penetrate cells. One of the amazing things is that these immune cells that we make, we literally make 2,000 immune cells every single second. So your body is producing these immune cells, and the better your nutrition, the better they are able to make them. Now, if you have an injury, you know, you cut your skin, or you have an infection, or you expose yourself to something you're allergic to, could be hay fever, for example, or even if you are very overweight or have what's called an autoimmune disease like rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis, all of these alert your immune system to put your body into a state of inflammation. And the inflammation that your body produces in order to fight something, whether it's something you're allergic to or an infection, actually produces symptoms of aching, fatigue, And all the flu-like symptoms that we associate, they're not caused by the virus. They're actually caused by your immune system reacting. So once your immune system is reacting in this way, in a sense, you're getting weaker. The immune system is getting weaker. So if you are permanently eating a food that you're allergic to, or maybe you have an autoimmune disease like rheumatoid arthritis, or you're very overweight. And the reason I mention that is that the body actually treats overloaded fat cells as something wrong and attacks them. What happens is your immune system gets weaker and weaker, and you start to have a continual inflammation in the body. And most of the diseases that we know of, like heart disease and cancer and diabetes, even depression, asthma, eczema, these are all associated with inflammation. So you want to make sure your immune system is strong, and the immune villains are to eliminate foods that you are allergic to. Viruses, obviously, they're a villain. Pathogenic bacteria, for example, in food poisoning. And also, the other immune villains really are cells that have started to misbehave, and that's what we call cancer cells. Now, the other side of the equation are the things that depress your immune system. Pollution does it. Eating a lot of fried foods does it. Smoking does it. Drinking a lot of alcohol does it. Sugar does it. Having a lack of nutrients in your diet, so eating a lot of white foods, for example, not enough fruit and veg. And of course, chronic infection will depress your immune system. Certain drugs, including painkillers and antibiotics, ultimately depress your immunity. Lack of sleep depresses your immunity. So there's a lot of factors going on. And maybe if it's party time before Christmas and you're not eating well and you're very stressed and you smoke or work in a polluted environment and you're picking up infections and not getting enough nutrients and not getting enough sleep, then you're really setting yourself up for some sort of infection. Now, the immune heroes, on the other hand, are vitamin C. I really want to explain why, but also other antioxidants, some you've heard of like vitamin A and vitamin E and selenium and zinc, but some you might not have heard of like N-acetylcysteine called NAC or glutathione. Vitamin D is important too. And by the way, talking about vitamin D, that's one of the reasons we get more bugs in the winter, because we don't make enough vitamin D in the skin in the presence of sunlight. So if you get enough sunlight, it actually boosts your immune system. Essential fats are very important for your immune system. These come from fish and seeds. And I'm going to talk about black elderberry. All the blue berries are good, but nothing is better than black elderberry. And then there are certain herbs like echinacea, and Uncaria tomentosa, which is also called cat's claw, beneficial bacteria. And then there are certain foods that really boost your immune system, including garlic, turmeric, that's the yellow spice in curry, and there's something very special in red onions. And in my book, I really explain about all these factors so you can get yourself to the point where you've got a really strong fighting immune system. One of the keys are these antioxidants, as we call them. What happens is that whenever you burn anything, for example, smoke a cigarette or cheese on toast, you actually make exhaust fumes or oxidants, as they're called. And the body from food has antioxidants, which are like a fireproof glove that grabs the spark from the burnt stuff, stops it damaging you. So we need antioxidants, and we need a particular sequence of them. By the way, when you are under attack, for example, from a virus, the body actually produces oxidants, that's the bad guys, and shoots them, fires them at the virus. And the viruses also produce oxidants and fire them back. So whenever you have an infection, you've got a lot of oxidant activity. And you can think of antioxidants like vitamin E and vitamin C and glutathione and so on. You can think of these really as mopping up all this mess that's going on when you're under viral attack or attack from any infection. And these nutrients are particularly concentrated in foods with strong colors. So, for example, carrots or butternut squash, very strong orange, or mustard or turmeric, very strong yellow, or broccoli, Brussels sprouts or asparagus, avocados, strong greens, and best of all are the blues. This is the blueberries, blackcurrant, and also elderberry. One of the habits that I have every day is to have a shot of a drink, which is called Cherry Active. And it's the pure concentrate of a Montmorency cherry, which is phenomenally high in antioxidants. And in fact, just having one drink of this is the equivalent to about a dozen servings of fruit and veg. There are also a few other secrets that you'll discover in the book. For example, the herb oregano is absolutely fantastic. And I grow it in my garden, so if I'm making a pasta sauce, I'm going to put in a lot of oregano. And even the interesting dark colours like cinnamon or dark chocolate, these are also loaded with antioxidants. So you can learn to eat in a way that immediately gives your immune system a boost. Now, I want to talk about vitamin C. There are so many myths around vitamin C. Many people say that you can't absorb it, you just make expensive urine. And by the way, those two can't both be true, because what happens is we absorb nutrients like vitamin C very effectively. They then enter the bloodstream, and the kidneys filter the blood and make urine. So if you're excreting something in the urine, you know you've absorbed it. You can't say you can't absorb it and you're just making expensive urine. Expensive urine means you definitely have absorbed it. And in the case of vitamin C, this is exactly what you do. You absorb it, it goes into the bloodstream, it hangs around for an average 4 hours, and then it leaves. Same with water. You drink it, it goes into the blood, hangs around, and then it leaves. Otherwise, you'd be full of vitamin C or full of water. So, I mean, vitamin C is antiviral against literally every virus tested so far. It increases the production of your immune cells, like B cells and T cells. It also makes interferon, which you might have heard of as a sort of miracle treatment or drug some years back. It also is a neuraminidase inhibitor. Now, I'm sure you've heard of Tamiflu, and the way that Tamiflu works, it's a neuraminidase inhibitor. It's also antibacterial. It helps you make more antibodies, which is what fights, for example, allergens. And it helps your cells be able to gobble up invaders, such as viruses. It detoxifies your body. It improves the performance of antibiotics. And it's also a natural antihistamine. So if you've got hay fever and you up your intake of vitamin C, it's really fantastic. Now, in most cases, you can absorb on a normal day up to about 5 grams, that's 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C. By the way, in terms of the numbers, let me put it into context. The RDA, that's what you read on the cornflakes packet, which stands for the Ridiculous Dietary Arbitrary, for vitamin C, used to be 30 milligrams. And that is enough to prevent scurvy, where your teeth fall out and wounds fail to heal. It then got bumped up to 45, and then when we joined the EU, it went up to 60, and in America, it's 85, in Switzerland, it's 100. It keeps creeping up. And most people aren't achieving the RDA, or they're certainly not achieving over 100 milligrams. Now, what I do is I take 2,000 milligrams a day. That's two vitamin C tablets. And although that might sound a lot, it's actually more than 30 supermarket oranges. It's completely consistent with our evolution. That is that primates living in a jungle environment will consume that amount of vitamin C. Recently, I watched a documentary on gorillas at London Zoo, and the gorilla was popping these four orange tablets. They looked like 500 milligram vitamin C chewables. And the interviewer asked the zookeeper, "What's the gorilla doing?" And he said he's taking his daily vitamin C. That's what a gorilla needs to stay healthy. And of course, it's what we need to stay healthy. Now, one of those hot potatoes is, does vitamin C or doesn't vitamin C help prevent colds? And the most widely quoted study of studies by Professor Harry Hemmeler, it's called a Cochrane Systematic Review, looked at all studies, this is in 2007, which had given people doses of vitamin C, usually around 500 milligrams up to 2,000 milligrams. And what they found was if you lumped all the studies together, you do get shorter colds, you do get less severe symptoms, but you don't necessarily get a lesser number of colds. Now, that might not bother you so much, because really the issue is, if you get a cold, how quickly can you get rid of it, and how badly do you suffer? But what they did find in this review, which is certainly my experience, is that the strongest effect occurred in studies where immediate high doses were given at the very onset of cold symptoms. So in one study, for example, 8 grams were taken over the first day of a cold, and 46% of subjects, of the participants, didn't have a cold at the end of that day. And this very important review, which is often quoted, by the way, as proof that vitamin C doesn't work, so people don't really bother to read the details, and I'm quoting now, says, "We believe there is a case for rigorous evaluation of the possibility that very large doses, in the order of 8 grams daily in adults, for a period of up to 5 days after the onset of symptoms, could produce benefits that were not seen at low doses." And this is absolutely true. What I do the minute I get a cold is to take 2 grams. And then I take the equivalent of 1 gram an hour. Sometimes I might take 2 grams every 2 hours. The point about vitamin C is that it's in and out of the body in 3 to 6 hours. So what you're trying to do when you get a cold or flu or an infection is to absolutely make sure that your blood level is at the max and keep it there for as long as is necessary for the virus to basically die off or give up. And we're all a bit different as to exactly what that level is. But if you shoot for the 1 gram an hour level, that works for most people. There is a side effect. If you take more vitamin C than you need, you get loose bowels. Now, to be honest, I don't think that's a big deal. If you've got a cold and you get loose bowels and 10 hours later you have no cold, you know, it's not really the end of the world. But if you are taking vitamin C at a high dose for a more chronic infection over a long period of time, the best level to take is the level that causes you loose bowels and then down some. It's called bowel tolerance. So in other words, the level that you can tolerate. Now, zinc is really, really good for boosting your immune system as well. And the RDA, the sort of basic level, is about 15 milligrams. And a decent multivitamin probably will give you 10. But once again, if you're under attack and you have an infection, you need more than that. And studies which have given 50 milligrams, so that's probably 5 times what you'd get in even a really good multivitamin, have shown that they do quite substantially shorten the duration and the symptoms of coughs and colds. So the vitamin C that I take has zinc in it. So as I increase the vitamin C, I'm also increasing the zinc. Vitamin D is important, and that's why we get more colds in the winter, or at least one of the reasons, because we just don't get enough sun exposure. So it's terribly important to expose yourself whenever it's sunny, especially in the autumn months, because you're literally storing up vitamin D. Vitamin D is also in oily fish, and there's a little bit in eggs. But quite frankly, if you live in Northern Europe like the UK, you just don't get enough from really October through till about March. So it's worth supplementing, and a decent supplement needs to give you 15 micrograms of vitamin D. And that's, you know, in the order of 1,000 IUs, if you're in the US, that's the kind of level that you need. And some people argue that you need even more than this. And that's fine to take more, 2,000 IUs, 25 micrograms. It's fine. And in fact, it will help, definitely will help. The other key immune-boosting nutrients, selenium is very important, N-acetylcysteine, and glutathione. Inside your body cells, the most potent antioxidant of all is something called glutathione. It's an amino acid, or made from the constituents of protein. And there's one amino acid called N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, N-A-C for short, which is what the body makes glutathione out of. So quite often you'll find that supplements contain either NAC, NAC, or glutathione. B vitamins also help, particularly B6, B12, folic acid. And so too does vitamin A. Now, I mentioned earlier black elderberry. This is very, very interesting. And this was actually discovered by the same researchers who discovered interferon. In order for a virus to penetrate your cells, it has to puncture them with spikes made of a substance called hemagglutinin. And it turns out that there's something in black elderberry that inhibits the ability of viruses to penetrate your cells. There have been some very good placebo-controlled trials which have shown that if you give people concentrates of black elderberry extract, you can quite dramatically reduce their symptoms. In one trial, there was a significant improvement in flu symptoms, fever, cough, muscle pain, 20% of patients within 24 hours, and a further 73% of patients within 48 hours. After 3 days, 90% had complete relief of their symptoms. So black elderberry extract really does work, and it's something I also take along with vitamin C and zinc. You can get some vitamin C's that contain them all. There have been some very interesting studies which have taken human cells and infected them with, in this case, the Asian flu virus, I mean, a really strong virus, and demonstrated that if you expose the cells to combinations of nutrients, including vitamin C, including N-acetylcysteine, you actually do inhibit or stop the infection. And in one trial by a wonderful immunologist called Dr. Raksa Jariwala, he demonstrated that this nutrient mixture on cells was actually more effective than the conventional drugs, for example, Tamiflu. And also the nutrient mixture had the advantage of affecting or inhibiting replication of the virus even at very late stages of the infection process. And that's relevant because the drug Tamiflu is really most effective only if it's given at the very, very start of an infection. So by the time you've realized you're feeling very bad and headed to the doctor who might not have an appointment that day, already you've lost a significant amount of time for getting maximum effect. So having vitamin C plus zinc and black elderberry close at hand and just whacking them in as soon as you have your first symptoms is going to make a phenomenal difference. So those are ways that you can boost your immune system. Clean up your lifestyle, don't drink too much, don't smoke too much, and be especially wary if you're under stress and you're eating badly and maybe it's winter, because all of these are, and not sleeping enough, weakening your immune system. They're making you more prone to being susceptible to an infection. The minute you get an infection, whack in vitamin C, 1 gram an hour, ideally plus some extra zinc and black elderberry. Take it easy, so you want to rest. Don't stress yourself out. What I do is to get some carrot juice and an almost hallucinogenic amount of ginger. So really put in a lot of ginger. It's very, very anti-inflammatory. Or sometimes I might make a tea. Tulsi tea is very, very good for your immune system. But what I often do is get a thermos and chop some nice big chunks of ginger, squeeze in some lemon, maybe a little bit of Manuka honey, which has some immune-boosting properties as well. So, you know, keep drinking this very, very high ginger tea, maybe some carrot juice, drink water, keep yourself hot because the immune system actually enhances its function by generating heat. And that's why your temperature goes up when you're fighting an infection. Keep going with the vitamin C, don't stop. So that means during the night, whenever you wake up, take another gram of vitamin C. And in most cases, you will find within 6 to 10 hours, possibly 24 if it's a really, really strong bug, you'll be feeling fine. Then don't stop everything. Keep going for another 24 hours, possibly lowering the dose to a gram every 2 hours. Give yourself at least 24 hours of being completely free of symptoms, and then you should be in the clear. So we've been talking about how to beat colds and flu, but my book, Boost Your Immune System, also covers many other immune-related disorders. Any infections, from AIDS to Candida albicans, for example, any autoimmune disease, including rheumatoid arthritis, type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis. I also look at hay fever and sinus infections, cystitis, and also vaccinations. Is that really the right way to go to strengthen your immune system and fight off infections? My name is Patrick Holford. I hope you find this really useful. And don't forget, 1 gram an hour of vitamin C, the first moment you get symptoms, it really, really works.
To find out more about health and nutrition, please visit us at patrickholford.com. As well as access to a library of update information, you can join our online club, be supported with our online program, find out more about our regular events, and purchase books and products to help you become and stay healthy. If you have any feedback on the show, please email us at podcast@patrickholford.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Search for Patrick Holford. Thank you for listening to our Food is Medicine podcast.